Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. So this is what they call lying prostrate, not prostate, prostrate. And it means to lie on your face or face down on the floor. And it's supposed to be a really humble posture. And in the Bible it talks about like that this would be how people would worship God, lying prostrate on the floor. And you can see why it would be such a humble posture, because you're making yourself as low as you possibly can go, and you're not looking up, you're looking straight down. So there's like no other way to really make yourself seem less interesting or less important than this. And so like even in Revelation 7, when it said all the angels are worshiping God, you know, around the throne, they all lie face down on the floor. And so worshiping is one way that we can show our humility before God. We're saying he is so awesome, he is so important, he is so much more than us, that this is a way that just worshiping, even if we're not face down on the floor, we're still in that humble posture saying that God is so much more important than any of us. But that's not the only way that you can show humility. They often talk about a posture of humility, so it made me think, what are the different ways that you can posture yourself to be humble? And another one, I think, is just being on your knees. And the Bible talks about this as well, bowing low, bending your knee before God. So this would be another one. I thought, when I'm in this kind of a posture, what would that mean? What would I be doing? I'd say probably praying. I mean, I know I'm younger than some of you, but still, this doesn't feel super good to do for a long time, right? On your knees. But honestly, it's a way that we pray to God. And why would prayer be a humble thing to do? Well, it's because we have to trust that God can do things we can't do. Or like, even if we're working really, really hard, that God will do the things we're unable to do. We have limitations that if we work really, really hard and great things happen, that we know it's not just us, that it's God who's doing it, who's at work. So praying to God is a way, it's not that we say we don't have any knowledge or any power, that we're unimportant. It's just we're saying God has more knowledge and more power, and he's more important. So we humble ourselves and we pray. So again, even if we're not on our knees, like literally on our knees, by praying, we're still being humble before God. We're saying, God, I need you. And that's a humble thing to say and to do, to admit that we need somebody, that we need someone in our lives, especially God. So what's something else that we do that can be expressed in a humble way? Like, what's another thing we do that shows humility? And I think it's just on one knee, okay? When would you be on one knee? Well, maybe to help someone off the ground. You know, if someone falls, you can't bend over and reach over. You'd like bend your knees, get down on their level to lift them up, give them a hand up. Again, it doesn't have to be literally if they've fallen on the ground, but if someone's in need and you help them up with, you're just taking the time to do it, or maybe by spending money, or by inviting them into some situation, or just listening to them. I mean, there's lots of ways that you can express this without actually getting down on one knee. But there's a lot of ways that we do this as well. Like, I was thinking, when else am I like this, in this posture? And it would be like if I'm talking to a child. I mean, if you ever notice, I don't do this on purpose, but I just kind of, it seems a natural thing to do, that when the kids come up for communion, a lot of times, like, I'll bend down on one knee so that I'm on their level, so I'm not like towering over them, you know, scaring them. Like, I get down to their level so I can look them in the eye and remind them that Jesus loves them. But in a way, I mean, it's a gesture of humility. You're saying, like, you're important. I'm going to lower myself to be down on this level. I'm not saying that I'm more important than a kid. I'm just saying it's that idea, okay? So that whenever you are with someone who's down and out in some way, again, I'm not saying unimportant. I'm just saying if they're having struggles, and instead of sort of acting like, oh, I'm better than you, to get down there and say, you know what, I've also been through these types of situations. Like, I see what you're going through. I may not fully understand, but I've made those same mistakes myself. You're lowering yourself, you're humbling yourself so that you can help them, so that you can let them know that they're not alone, so that maybe you can lead them to know God a little bit better. What's another posture of humility? And I think this is like one of the most important ones. I think it's sitting. Now, what would sitting have to do with it? Well, you're all kind of doing it right now. When you sit down, a lot of times we're sitting down when we are listening. And as I was praying about this message and about, you know, what I would say, a lot of times humility, we think of it's like a mind, like something in your mind, like I can't be so prideful, or I just have to help out people who are down and out or something. But it's really, it can really encompass all different aspects of our life. And listening, I think, is one of the things that our society in general nowadays isn't very good at. Just listening. It's a humble act. Think about it. When you're all here listening to me, I am sure that you guys can think of other things you could be doing that might be more important. I am sure that some of you have things you would like to respond with, but you don't, because you're being polite and you're just letting me talk. I am sure that sometimes you might not agree with everything that I might say here at church, but you're spending time every week just listening, just praying and hoping that you might learn something that God has to say to you, that you're just taking that time. When else in your week do you spend 20 minutes, an hour, sitting down just listening to somebody? I can't think of any other time. Like, church is a really kind of a special place where you spend, let's say, 15 minutes just listening to a sermon, and that's all you're doing. Like, you don't get to turn off the YouTube video if you don't like it. You don't get to get up and leave. Even in college, you could get up and leave a lecture. And I mean, I know you could get up and leave the service, right? But I mean, it's really a humble thing to do. You're saying, like, what is being said might be worth listening to. I'm going to take my time to listen. Think about, that's a humble thing to do in any of your relationships, to listen to the other person, to really listen. How many times, and I mean, I know I do this, we all do it, I think, when someone's talking, You start thinking of what you're going to say, like a response. Especially if you disagree with them, you're like, I got to remember what I'm going to say because I have a really good one. I have a real good zinger to get them back. You know, that's not listening. That's just waiting, you know, to pounce. It's not the same thing. Listening is very different. Listening is making somebody else more important too. Instead of taking the attention back on yourself, if somebody's making a joke or saying something funny, sometimes there's a temptation to want to say something back, to say, oh, I can be funny too. But again, that's not really being very humble. That's just trying to share the spotlight, I guess. So think about listening. Really listening to someone is about trying to learn something from them, respecting them enough to think that they may have something good to say. And even if you think what they're saying is wrong, listening is still important because you know what's important to them. You're learning about them. You may not be learning anything you think is worthwhile about what they're saying or talking about, but you're learning about them and you're showing that they matter, you're showing that they're important. If any of you have ever had like 10-year-old boys, this is one of the best examples of this. Sometimes 10-year-old boys just start talking about something like Minecraft or, something, whatever it is, sports, their day, and they'll just keep going on and on and on and on, and it's like, what is the purpose of this? How long ago did this start? You know, you just kind of forget. But you listen to them, and it shows that they're important to you. You're humbling yourself to show them that they're important to you, even if what they're talking about may not seem that important to you. It's a humble posture. Think about that's what we're doing when we listen to God. And in James, the author says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to be angry. And so it's a humble thing to do, to listen. God says that he will always hear our prayers. God knows what humility is all about, because he sent Jesus, who is God himself, but he took the form of a human being and found in human likeness, became obedient to God, all the way to death on a cross. That's the, and being humiliated, truly. That's humility. But Jesus listened to God the Father. God knows what it is like to be humble, and he wants us all to take that same step of humility. But then I was thinking, you can't be on your knees or on your face or sitting down all the time. You have to stand up. Can you still be humble while you're standing? I think so, because you're all sitting here, but how do we take this humble posture out into the world? Well, you have to stand and you have to walk. But you know, Jesus doesn't tell us to just sit there all the time. He says, follow me. In order to follow, you do have to get up and start walking. to go out into the world and follow Jesus. But I think we can keep these concepts in our mind, that even when we're standing at worship, we can still have that humble attitude of reverence, just as if we were laying with our face on the floor. And when we're walking through our days, doing our work, we can keep that attitude of prayer to be grateful for what we've been given by God, for trusting, like, I'm going to do my best here, God, but I know I can't do it all. You're going to have to be the one helping me. You know, that same attitude of prayer, even if we're not on our knees. And if we see someone in need, we can remember what that posture is like when we bend down to lift them up, that we don't want to seem like we're condescending. We don't want to seem like we're more important than another person, that we're just trying to help them. We're trying to get on their level to lift them up. And then to listen, even if we're not sitting, to listen and make sure that the person that's speaking knows how important they are to us, knows how important they are to God. I know that in prayer group, when we meet on Thursdays, that sometimes we're talking about something that's a really big prayer request, and we say, you know, even though we're just talking about it right now, we know that God is listening, that God is hearing what we're talking about, and that God cares about this. So even if you're not, you know, if you're standing and listening, like, that's important to know that this person matters to you and matters to God. So when you walk out into the world, like I said, it doesn't matter what posture you're in physically, but you can still have that posture of humility, just like God calls us to do, so that people know that they matter to us, that they matter to God, and that we can remember that as important as we each think we are, because we all have an ego, all of us do, that's just part of being around, being alive, being a human being, we have to remember that the most important person in the world, in our lives, in the universe, is God himself. If we can keep that attitude and posture of humility, I think we can each make a big difference, because God is working through us. Amen.